Until the 2000s, walleye on the Minocqua chain did fairly well, according to DNR Treaty Fisheries Team Supervisor John Kubishik.
Around 2000, we started seeing some declines in our recruitment, our young fish coming up on the chain.
Surveys through the early 2000s showed plenty of older walleye throughout the chain, but not much in terms of young and growing fish. Over the last decade, the DNR has tried different tactics to restart natural reproduction in the lakes. Bass minimum lengths were removed. For a while, there was an 18-inch minimum on walleye. The DNR has been stocking Tomahawk Lake for decades. It then started stocking in Quagasaga and Minocqua Lakes and has kept that up for the last 10 years. More partner groups joined in to try and find a solution. This led to several habitat improvement projects over the last 5 years. Eventually, the DNR implemented a rule change that stopped all walleye harvest on the chain.
So we've had no harvest out there, since starting in 2015.
While the DNR surveys have found improvements to the population, there still isn't the natural reproduction needed to sustain the walleye. They're also not seeing as many males in the population. Right now, there's about a 4-to-1 female-to-male ratio on the chain.
I can tell you what the sex ratio is in adult populations that have strong natural reproduction. It's typically about 3 males per female.
The DNR is proposing a rule change that would keep catch-and-release regulations on the chain for another 5 years. After that, there would be an 18-inch minimum for walleye, but fish 22 to 28 inches may not be kept, and a daily bag limit of 1. The rule change will go before the Natural Resources Board in June. People can give public comment then. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.